gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again. I'm Angelo Viola, and he is Stephen Laverty.
Buenos dias, senoritas.
Oh, there you go. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis on the board, as per usual, at the fan, keeping us honest.
Yes.
That's a full-time job. They had a hell of a time doing that in the last couple of weeks in your absence.
Why? What happened?
We had some people behind there that,
not used to what I do for a living.
Thank God for that. So, obviously, you were gone for 2 weeks.
Well, for the listeners, yes, but for us, a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were gone for 2 weeks. I was going to say, holy mackerel. So, how'd it go?
Went well. We went to Mexico for my friend's wedding. I was one of the groomsmen.
You were one of the groomsmen.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And you have coif happening today.
Means
a good night coming up.
I'm going to a baby shower after
See,
this.
I know these things. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, you're a mind reader.
Oh, good. No, it's a hat. No hat means it's dry days ahead. And when you have a nicely coiffed head like that, there's something happening.
Yes.
So good for you. Good for you. Have you been on fishingcanada.com lately? Like, did you, when you were in Mexico, were you on fishingcanada.com?
No, I didn't even touch my phone. I turned my phone off. I'm like, forget the world.
We went viral this week.
Yes, I was here for that.
It was insane, man.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened, but whoa, that was crazy. It was it's funny because it was an ice fishing article. Well, it's that time of year, right? Ice fishing.
Yep.
It was an article that we posted that went absolutely insane. If you want to have a peek at it, go to fishingcanada.com and check it out and see what all the noise is about right now out there in cyberland.
The internet world.
Yeah. But anyways, and while you're there, of course, there's a lot of things to do. We've got all the nice features that you're accustomed to with Fishing Canada, including the how-tos, the fishing hotspots. I found, this week, because of all the turmoil and it going viral and stuff, I had a chance to discover some things about our site that were broken.
Really?
Yes.
Look at you.
Yeah. Now, hopefully, I haven't checked them today, but hopefully they're all fixed. But a lot of things happening there. Of course, if you have not subscribed to the Fishing Canada exclusive VIP newsletter that goes out weekly, and updates folks on what's going on, what's new, what's hot, what's not, and all that stuff, then shame on you. That's all I could say, because you're missing out.
It's true.
What else can I tell you? All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com and say, yes, please.
Send
me the newsletter. I must have that. And don't forget, this is the last one.
Yes.
It's over.
My goodness, it's so sad. What am I going to do with
it's
my life?
I don't know. Well, I do know, but I'll tell you that in a minute. But it's over. We have one Mercury 9.9 outboard motor left to give away. And what a perfect time for Christmas.
Yes.
Like, oh, wow. It's like me and Santa.
We might get the dealer to wrap it up.
Well, I think
for
we should.
Yeah.
I think we should. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, enter the contest button. There's a contest button there somewhere. You'll find it. Push enter. Go in there. Fill it out. Answer a skill testing question that comes complete with the answer somewhere on the hint page.
Yep.
And submit that ballot. And then do that again 24 hours later and 24 hours later and 24 hours later. Right up until the 16th of December. And your chances are going to be pretty darn good to win one of those brand new, beautiful Mercury 9.9 four-stroke outboard motors just in time for Christmas to put under the tree for somebody. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
That'd be neat. All happening right now at fishingcanada.com. You don't want to miss that. And like I said, it's the last one. Now, you said, what are we doing after? I'll tell you what we're doing after. The very next contest that's going to start immediately after the outboard motor is the Garmin contest.
Oh.
Yes. All kinds of neat stuff that we'll be giving away for those folks. So keep an eye on that. It's not over. In fact, it's just starting. It's just starting, believe me. That's so all happening at fishingcanada.com.
So I still have a job after this.
That I can't guarantee. There's never any guarantee for that in this place. Hey, I see the White House was on lockdown this week. Did you hear about that?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
I don't watch CNN or any of that crap.
Well, you don't have to watch that. Any mainstream media. I mean, I'm sure you've got a feed there somewhere on your
phone. My cellular device. Yeah.
And you didn't get that?
No. Why is it locked down?
It went on lockdown because they thought that they in fact, they had to scramble the Air Force and make the airspace around the White House restricted space and all that stuff. And it turns out it was just a big flock of birds.
Really? They locked down the whole entire place because of these little birds.
Not little. There was a massive flock. And you know, nobody thought about this except me because obviously I think differently. We've been talking about birds that have been missing.
Yes.
Like 3 billion birds or something have gone missing.
Yeah.
I just found them.
That's true.
They were hanging around. They're in Washington. They're hanging around the White House.
Hanging around with Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Building the wall.
Problem solved. No invasion, and we found our birds.
Look at that.
Yeah. All done. The program today, very interesting like it is each and every week. Good friend Ryan Flair will join us. He's been busy. He's been extraordinarily busy this year.
Why is that?
He's a busy man. I don't know why is that. Just says he's been busy.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll ask him when he comes on. He's been busy. But anyways, I missed him this year because normally I get the chance to get together with him at the B1 fishing tournament of Lake St. Francis where he lives. And, of course, I didn't go this year. I had my own. I was busy, too. I had my own issues to deal with. Anyways, he's on. We're going to talk about what happened this year. I don't even know how he did at the B1. I don't even, I dropped right out of that picture, man. That was, Gandhi. Anyways, we'll find out that and see how the fishing has been on Lake St. Francis. Of course, those of you who don't know where that is, you do, but you really don't. It's the St. Lawrence River. From Cornwall all the way down to the Quebec border, Valleyfield, Quebec. That's called Lake St. Francis. It has a dam on each end, and it is an actual lake. Wow, it's actually the St. Lawrence River that we actually call a lake. How's that?
Okay.
Anyways, Ryan not only works there or lives there, but he works there. He's been a guide, 3 generations of guiding on that body of water. So he'll join us a little later on. I'm sure he'll fill us in on what we have been missing. Canada's funniest fishing dude.
Not you? I thought you're the funniest fishing dude.
Well, according to your producer, Jonathan Winters, he had Peter Bowman as Canada's funniest fishing dude, oddly enough. Yeah.
Huh. Well, funny looking, but...
Yeah, exactly. Canada's funniest fishing dude. Now, I'm sure we can get some arguments from our good friend from Newfoundland.
Jimmy Flynn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully he's not listening, because I always thought he was Canada's funniest fishing dude.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But anyways, according to John Winters, Canada's funniest fishing dude is none other than Ron James.
Oh.
Who? Yeah. He's absolutely right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's back. He was on the program about a year ago, I think. Anyways, he's going to talk to us about what's been happening and transpiring and how his fishing came along this year.
Very nice.
We keep hearing about this rising global temperature issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that it's not true, not to say that it's not worrisome, not to say any of the above. But, you know, there's been targets set for greenhouse gas emissions, and some countries have opted in, some have opted out, some are doing their thing, some aren't doing their thing, some will say it's just a big tax grab, some will say, you know, there's all kinds of, course, the melting ice sheets are all part and parcel of this thing. Anyways, we have a Canadian doctor on today, Dr. David Keith from Harvard University. He is heading a research program in geoengineering.
Okay.
geoengineering. And he wants to send up a high-altitude balloon and release a small amount of calcium carbonate. Dr. Keith will join us later on the program to explain why this project is so important to all of us. Luke Levesque has been grooming snowmobile. He was on this program originally, I'm going to say 5 or 6 years ago, when he was just starting to become known as the groomer guy. Do you remember?
I remember.
Anyways, his name is Luke Levesque. He's been grooming snowmobile trails in the Algoma region for over 20 years. He's so well known that everybody just calls him the groomer guy, as we do here on the program. He's now releasing a weekly podcast on his trail grooming experiences. He actually stops, and along the trails he's grooming, he just puts on a podcast. It is so cool. He'll join us a little later on the program. Andrew Weimer. Yeah, let's go with Weimer.
Either or.
Yeah. Anyways, he's a longtime fly fisherman and recently decided to write a children's book about fishing, which is very cool. The name of the book is Down by the River. The story is about a young boy named Art and his day fishing with his grandpa. The book is getting rave reviews, so we're going to bring him on and talk about that and other things. A lot of ground to cover, my friend, so let's get a move on. First, I have to blow my nose. There we go. What was I? Oh, yes. Time to have a look at Canada's most watched fishing program on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast and beyond. Because, of course, it also gets viewed in the U.S. now.
Yes.
Coast to Coast to Coast.
The border
wall. The border and walls and beyond.
It's huge.
Yeah. The show's huge.
It's huge.
The show's huge.
On the first Fish in Canada episode, on this Fish in Canada episode, how about that?
That works.
First Fish in Canada episode, I was in a whirlpool in South Florida.
Oh, yeah. You were, yes.
A hot tub.
You had to talk to the locals.
Yeah. So this is not that episode. This is this week's Fish in Canada episode. I think I'm a little spun out this
Take
morning.
Take some drugs this morning to get over your cold?
I might be a little medicated. I'm just saying. I'm not going to, you know, give you details, but I may be a little medicated this morning.
Don't operate heavy machinery.
No. No, good. No. Steve Nedzwicki, the latest Fish in Canada personality.
Yes.
He's fishing the rapids on St. Mary's River in Sault Ste. Marie with local guide and no stranger to the program, Tyler Dunn, who's been on the program a few times. Anyways, they team up, and they're searching for, of all things, now wait for it, Atlantic salmon.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Anyways, Tyler gives Steve many pointers on how to use bass-style baits for a fish that normally is associated with fly fishing, of course, because it was originally from the East Coast. Atlantic salmon, huh?
Yeah, put you together.
Anyways, you want to check it out? It's a great episode. It's airing right now as we speak. Of course, I can't see it because my screen is off because we're having technical difficulties here at Pine Post today.
You don't need to tell people that.
Why not?
Because
that's the cool part about the program. I tell them everything, man. Don't do it if you don't want it known.
That's true.
Tune in right now. The episode is called Salmon of the Sioux, of all things.
Yep.
Salmon of the Sioux, airing on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast. Of course, if you are listening to us right now, you may not be watching.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, and that's broadcast dates right there. Or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
There you go. And while you're there, of course, make sure you enter into the very last 9.9 Mercury outboard motor giveaway. Mm-hmm. Go to the contest section, enter every 24 hours, and you too could win one of those beauties. All right, before you go to that thing there, so you just push down, just sort of...
I do know.
Because the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo is all set to attract humongous crowds once again at their new home, the Georgian College in Barrie.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up like in... in fact, mark these dates down because it's December 14th and 15th for the biggest ice fishing extravaganza in the entire nation. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. And this is the best part. Now, I know you probably blew your wad down in Mexico, but surely to God, you've got $8 somewhere stashed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Not going to. Anyways, for just $8, not only do you get into the Canadian Fishing Expo, but that also includes parking and a chance to win some great prizes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, $8.
Because I went to the casino when I lost, so I'll definitely do that for
you
sure.
You want to talk to me about that?
We'll talk about it later. Do this thing. Mm.
You know you got to talk to me before you do nonsense like that. Anyways, the expo features over that's next year. The expo features over 50 exhibitors. Next year we're going to 500.
Oh,
that's
okay.
I'm already thinking ahead.
Oh, okay.
It features over 50 quality exhibitors, many with the latest in ice fishing gear and high-tech products, just in time for Christmas. Rumor has it that Uncle Jack's outfit is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Well, it's only rumor because I don't officially have that.
That guy's everywhere, eh?
I know. That's Radio World we're talking about,
yes.
In case you're wondering. Each day will feature some of the top ice sticks in the country, including our very own Doc.
Mr. Gordy.
Gordy Pizer will be there along with Will Wegman and David Chong. Seminar MC and open mic panel host is our good friend Jim McLaughlin. We're not calling him Big anymore, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's no longer Big Jim McLaughlin. It's just what I'm told.
Oh, okay.
And anyways, it's all you go check it out and let me know whether it's Big Jim or not. All you have to do is go to Georgian College, which is right off the 400, just a stone's throw from Lake Simcoe. Of course, how coincidental is that it happens to be right on the shore of Ontario's most popular ice fishing destination, Lake Simcoe. True. Coincidence?
Not. No.
That's all happening December 14th and 15th at Georgian College. If you like to fish, then don't be left out in the cold.
Look at that.
Visit CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. That's CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. We will see you there. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.